special for you this morning. If you want me to introduce her to you, her speech is not exactly something that you can understand very well. So it's a little dangerous for a daughter's father to give an introduction. I'll be here for a couple hours. I'd like to read something here real quick this morning. In John chapter 9, verse 1 says, and as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, the man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him.
Amen.
And my daughter was born, she was formed in her mother's womb perfectly. But when she was born, she suffered a tragedy. She suffered a brain injury during birth. But in that, there was a miracle. God gave her a double portion. In other words, she has cerebral palsy. But because God gave her a double portion of cerebral palsy, she stands before you today.
Yes.
She has one form of cerebral palsy that most anyone that has that form of cerebral palsy cannot get up, they cannot move, they can't speak. They lie in bed all the time. They go about in a wheelchair. There's another form of cerebral palsy that's spastic in nature. They can't control their movements. They have to be tied down, held down. They can't control their movements. Well, she has both. One cancels the other out. She's able to stand here before you today.
Amen.
But she does suffer a parent injury because she has no fine motor control. So her speech is not as yours. Her singing is not as yours. Her gait is not as yours. But yet she can walk. She can talk.
Amen.
And she can sing. She sings from her heart. And it's in her mind. Her mind tells her voice exactly the right way to do it. Tells her mouth how to form the words exactly right. And tells her breathing, her lungs, exactly what to do. But it has to be filtered through that damage that she suffered at birth. And so now she sings from the heart. And one day, I'll hear how she sings.
Amen.
Follow along in page 143, Blessed Assurance.
the end.